My brother Bishop, Bishop Jerry Aminasa, Auxiliary Bishop of the Diocese of Baro. My brother priest, our beloved Amos, Giancarlo, and their companions from the Center of the Opera, Dearest Poppy and Pope, our distinguished guests and friends of the Focolare Movement, brothers and sisters in the faith, good afternoon. We started 2010 with graces upon graces. We opened the year with the solemnity of Mary, Mother of God, and the World Day of Peace. On the part of the bishops, we have been into many seminars these past days. We will be concluding our CBCP plenary assembly this evening. And tomorrow we will start the National Congress for Priests. We are expecting more than 5,000. Today, here, we are gathered together for the visit of Emmaus, Giancarlo, and companions. And thus this gathering of the family of Chiara. This visit definitely is like the visit of Mary to her cousin Elizabeth. Our hearts are jumping with joy. With Elizabeth we say, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is this granted me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when the voice of your greeting came to my ears, the babe in the womb leapt for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord." We have been immersed with so many graces this day. And I believe from the news and updating I heard in the places where Emmaus, Giancarlo, companion went, really there was an explosion of grace. They brought Jesus with them. He is alive in our midst. We may not be able to fathom and be able to capture all these graces at this moment, but I think it's important that we keep all these things in our hearts at this very moment. Luke, in the gospel that was read to us today, says that he's writing to Theophilus, the most incredible story humankind has known. And this story is utterly believable because it comes from reliable first-hand witnesses who knew and encountered Jesus personally, heard his teaching, saw his miracles, and witnessed his death and resurrection and ascension to the right hand of the Father in heaven. They themselves experience the power that changed and transformed their lives, and so how it brought about freedom and healing to those who received this story of Jesus, this good news as the very word of God. Today, in this gathering, we are telling and hearing no other story but the same story of Jesus, as seen and lived by Chiara Lubich, her first companions, and the members of the Focolare Movement. Because it is the same story of Jesus, it is indeed good news, and it has also the power to change and transform lives and bring freedom and healing to those who receive it as the Word of God. I hope that the faith of each one of us here is inflamed, and we will be inflamed all the more after this one-day meeting. We thank the Lord that our storytellers are utterly believable because of their concrete witnessing to their words and life experiences. Through their witnessing, we can really feel that they know Jesus personally, heard his teaching, saw his miracles, and witnessed his death, resurrection, and ascension, to the very experiences of the work of Mary and its members during the past 60 or more years. When I was a theology student in the seminary, I was always struck and challenged every time I listened to the members of the Focolare movement, children, young people, and old people alike. They were talking about living the Word in their day-to-day life. While in the seminary, we were focused more on just studying the Scriptures. They talk about putting love in everything that they do, while we were more concerned in studying strategies on how to do pastoral ministry. They were talking about Jesus as one who was walking with them while we were reading and studying about Jesus. For them, Jesus is not just a part of history, but a person so alive, still performing miracles, and is very much seen in their daily lives. I suppose that as followers of Jesus, we all hold very dearly the story of Jesus. We are all called to be storytellers of this story of Jesus. We can be credible witnesses of Jesus or of the Word of God if we can say, like John in his prologue, what was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked at and touched with our hands concerning the Word of Life. During this meeting, I recalled my many experiences in the preschool for Asia. I was there for 2 years, and I was 11 months in Lupiano, in the international preschool, meeting also some of the priests who were there with me. I recalled many experiences of conversions in myself. The many times when I had to go out of myself, really to be able to love, to be more concrete in loving by washing the dishes, by cooking, by working in the garden, etc. I understood that the movement really helped me a lot, even as a bishop and even as a priest. We need to learn also how to be more concrete and how precious also to us Jesus in the midst. When there is mutual love, we feel him really. He's there at work. Thus, we can be credible only if we ourselves have encountered Jesus, if we have become part of his story, if we ourselves have experienced being saved and liberated. We become convincing if we live his words in our day-to-day life, if we assimilate Jesus in our words and actions. Jesus has to be seen in the way we elect our leaders in our country, in the way we protect our environment, in our dealings with one another, especially the poor, the sick, our enemies, in our fight against graft and corruption. Jesus has to be seen also in the way we perform our task as bishops, priests, teachers, doctors, lawyers, as government officials, how we do our tasks as fathers and mothers, sons and daughters in our own families. Moreover, people are drawn to Jesus and his words when people can touch the presence of Jesus in the midst of our communities, of our families, of two or three who love one another, just like today. I believe that Jesus is here because we are one, because we love one another. Let this day's experience challenge us to continue telling the story of Jesus with greater conviction, because we have seen him with our eyes and have touched him with our hands. May we always be credible storytellers of the story of Jesus. Amen.